Ohio, Kentucky.
Yes, we are on the air. Welcome to another segment of Sports Talk with Lamar and Sid. I'm obviously Lamar here, and
I'm Sid. What?
I don't think they can hear you, Sid.
I think they can hear me fine.
Yeah, we can hear. We can hear.
Exactly.
Right. Dave.
Yeah, I'm back, of course.
The dog's Fritch. And then we have another special guest, Roosevelt University's own
Jacob Bass.
They can hear you.
I think you're worrying a little bit too much.
No, seriously, I'm looking like at the levels, and it didn't exactly go up too much. That's what.
Let's say something now.
Well, I'm Jacob Bass.
There you go. So, with that being said, discussions today on the NCAA tournament, how I'm assuming most of our brackets have been killed by now. And
yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. And, we're going to also discuss MLB, with the whole Barry Bonds situation, AL West preview, and in football, the Dez Bryant incident at the mall. So we're just going to start off here today with NCAA tournament. Brackets-wise, it was looking good for me in the first round. Like, I was 24-8, so I'm like, that was actually the same record that Skip Bayless had. So I don't know if I should take that as a positive, but I am, just because of the fact that he's on ESPN. So we were 24-8, and then comes the second round. That's when, I'm calling it second. I'm sorry, I don't count those other rounds as first. No, I'm sorry, that just doesn't work for me. But, I went, a terrible 6-10. 6-10, I don't know. The goal for me was to pick some out-of-line teams here. I didn't want to have, a President Obama route and just pick the number one seeds to go all the way.
But it's working.
Yeah, it is. It is working.
It normally doesn't, though.
It's like, come on, really? It's working out pretty well for him. I want to say BYU and Pittsburgh. Yeah. I would say, I had teams Michigan State going a little further than usual. They lost by a basket. I had St. John's.
They were actually down 20.
Yeah, and they were. They should have had no business being in that game, but they did. So,
were you talking about the Connecticut game?
No, the Michigan game.
Oh, okay. Michigan, from the first round. Michigan and UCLA, and they lost by a field goal. I initially had BYU going out pretty early because, I didn't know if the help for Jimmer would be as much as he would have liked. So, but, he did go out to Florida. Understandable, Florida, they're a pretty good team.
They're a great team.
Yeah. I haven't been this good since the Joakim Noah, Al Horford, Corey Brewer days.
Yeah.
When they won the championship.
Their best days.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And I find myself pulling for Florida because that's a school that I would love to go to.
I was thinking about that today because this weather is terrible. And I was standing on the train platform. I'm thinking, we got to talk about the weather because, you want to go to Florida.
Yeah, there you go. See,
Roosevelt the Blaze, where we talk about going to Florida.
I know, I've already discussed this with the mom here about Florida.
I'm sorry, I love Chicago too much to leave, despite its weather, bipolarness.
I think it's safe to, stay on Jimmer's side because he did score 32 points last night.
It wasn't his fault.
He had a good effort last night.
That's what I'm saying, the help factor, though. It didn't seem like he got too much help. They went to overtime, and then that's when everything just seemed to not go BYU's way. I mean, to be honest, Jimmer, although he scored 32, that was a hard earn because he shot 3-for-15 from three.
Yeah, I saw that. It was.
If this was any, I'm going to be honest, if this was any other player and race is not an issue, if this was any other player, I'm pretty sure they would have been ripped for taking 15 three-point shots. That's just me. And only hitting three of them.
I agree.
God, I don't know.
He belongs in Orlando Magic. He'll fit right into their system.
Oh, yeah, he definitely would, man. I mean, him and J.J. Redick, that could be work.
Where do you see him going, though?
Of course he's going to go to a different weak team or something like that, but
I actually like the Orlando Magic opinion of him going
there. I
think
he should go there. He would fit perfectly into their system.
Yeah.
It's too bad that they're too good of a team to get that pick.
Pretty low. Just going to say the value was low. But, yeah.
As always.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, Mike. Yeah. I have a mic a little closer, so. Yeah, but.
Selfish
with
the mic, man. What's wrong with you? Being so selfish. It's my show.
But, yeah, so for the most part, you know, I'm just going to fast forward. Like, I had, you know, Purdue going to the Elite Eight. I had Kansas State going as far as the Final Four. And I didn't even have Florida in the picture. I had San Diego State going as far as the Final Four.
UConn?
I had Washington going to, like, the Elite Eight for the most part. And the one thing I'll say, although knowing all those teams have been eliminated, the teams that I knew I couldn't trust, I think we were dead on with. Notre Dame, Pittsburgh. Just two teams right off the bat that I just knew I couldn't trust. Like I said, Notre Dame, you know, they have talent, just like they do in their football program. Yes. But as of late, they haven't been able to, let's just say, you know, add it all up to lead them to, you know, if not winning the championship, you know, specifically in football, winning a bowl game of some sort. You know, they've got a lot of talent. But they, you know, they haven't been able to do much with it lately in their programs. So that's why I wasn't too sure to trust them. Pittsburgh has just had, like, something about Jamie Dixon and tournaments. Last year, they were, you know, they were expected to go pretty far. Not so much. This year, same thing.
Again,
number one seed, yeah, and loses to, which I would consider a Cinderella this year, Butler.
Butler is always,
yeah, definitely,
Cinderella. Definitely the Cinderella.
By a one point off a stupid foul, must
yeah,
I say.
That was the dumbest. I don't know what happened in that. I don't know what was going on in their mind during that game. Last 2 point something seconds left of that game.
Yeah, like I. Just mind-boggling, but then again, that's why it's called March Madness.
Well, if brackets are being destroyed, President Obama definitely didn't get the message because of his Elite Eight that he chose, he has five of them right now. He has Ohio State, North Carolina, UConn, Kansas, and Florida. So he picked right. He picked Florida.
Yeah, I mean, really, as long as he picked, I think, did he pick Kansas to win the championship?
He did.
Yeah,
he
just, did. As long as he's correct on that.
No.
Sorry,
Obama, but we need Ohio State to win this one.
I mean, so, I don't know.
So as of now, your championship game is still on.
Yeah, it is. You know, certain teams, like, I flirted with picking Arizona for the longest, but I felt like they didn't have enough firepower outside of Derek Williams to get the job done. But they have so far. They beat Duke. So that's pretty impressive if you ask me. I'm glad I changed Texas because initially I had them going to the championship game. But I thought, you know, I don't know if I can really trust Rick Barnes' teams. I mean, I remember years ago there was like a quote, like someone said that he seemed to care more about producing pros than winning championships. That's a big disadvantage for a program that's what they're focusing on. So, you know, that inevitably that made me decide, all right, yeah, I'm going to go against Texas here. And they lose to Arizona.
Let's look at this from the fact that Duke always has a target on their back. I was watching an ESPN documentary the other day about the Fab Five. Yeah, you know,
yeah. Perfect example. Yeah,
definitely a target on Duke's back. Whether or not they deserve the target or not, you know, is up for debate. But you know, I think it's safe to put that out there.
See, I mean, again, when Duke got Kyrie Irving back, I started to think maybe I should have them in the championship game. I don't know because they were undefeated when he was playing. So this is the first game they've lost.
But not a healthy.
I know, but just based off of what we saw for the first 8 games before he got hurt, they were undefeated. So that makes me think, okay, maybe he's probably a real big factor in how far Duke goes.
He is, but only when he's healthy. And he obviously proved it yesterday.
And the only reason I decided to keep Duke from advancing this far is because, again, just something about, and this goes for any sport. When usually when you win the championship, it's very difficult to get back there.
Oh yeah.
So I didn't have.
It's like
to,
that in a lot of sports.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. For pretty much all sports.
Not a target on your back. Yeah. We want what
Lakers
you had.
Didn't get that message either.
Lakers yeah. still not getting the message.
I believe some teams.
But once Phil's going, then we'll see.
Yeah, I think that'll really stand out when Phil's gone. But yeah. even I do think some teams had the chance to beat the Lakers, but they didn't quite pull it together.
There's definitely chances.
Yeah, like I feel like the Denver Nuggets could have won the series.
Yeah,
a
but
couple
Kobe
years.
Bryant was just stopping that from happening.
Yeah, I mean, when you make mistakes against a veteran team, that's what's gonna happen. Yeah. I think the Boston Celtics had their chance to win Game 7.
Targets.
They blew that. I'm
no,
not gonna...
but they win Game 7 against the Bulls. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
when the Bulls Thank weren't, you, yeah. but the that was when the Bulls weren't nearly this good.
Right. No, I
this
know.
Good? I'm not the understanding what's changed on the
Bulls. I think you need to understand that they're the. We're
the coach, the coach, yeah. the coach.
We are getting off topic. Yeah.
Hey, it's all basketball.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we could discuss that after these brackets. I mean, you know, we were going to incorporate some NBA talk. I was discussing with Jacob here, you know. I know he wants to talk about the Miami Heat. Yeah. We just got a – sorry to cut off here, but we just got a text from Chris Farrell.
No, not Chris. It was one of my roommates.
Okay.
My
sweet. See, okay, not Chris Farrell then. One of his roommates, rightfully so. As a matter of fact, I was thinking that. I don't know why I didn't say it, but NASCAR champ Jimmy Johnson, you know, 5-time, he's about the only one that hasn't gotten the message that it's very difficult to repeat. So, but that's a different story. You know, I watch NASCAR, and sometimes I wonder if he's getting the best equipment. Like, I don't think there's a lot of equality there between those organizations. But that's just me. But anyway, not to, again, we're trying to avoid off topic here.
We're failing to do that miserably.
Yeah. We have, well, at least I have now two teams remaining.
I have two teams. That's UConn and Ohio State, and Kofi only be one with Ohio State beating UConn.
Yeah, I mean, I like Ohio State a lot, like, but again, I'm just using instinct. That's why I haven't picked them. Like, I'm second again. Usually, second guessing bowls terrible for me. I'm just hoping it's not the case this time. But yeah, we've got today's games. I want to say
the only one that matters is the Ohio State game.
Ohio State versus Kentucky. Yeah. Ohio State, I would think, would win that. Then you've got Marquette in North Carolina. And I have to give credit to Cedric because he picked Marquette to go this far. And I didn't necessarily disagree with that, you know. I just only picked Syracuse based.
I had Syracuse in North Carolina.
Yeah. Marquette for an 11 seed, I would say, as a sleeper. I don't think they're that bad of a team, so... I give you a lot of credit for picking Marquette. That was a smart choice. Again, could have easily been Marquette versus Washington. 3 points. Three.
Come on. Did you see if you know my pain from the first round of how many times they were like.
With that being said, you know, we have, let's see, BYU. Well, that game already happened, obviously. We have VCU and Florida State. Now, that's...
I don't care who wins that my bracket. Doesn't matter.
But I'm just going to say VCU because, you know, they're a Cinderella. They seem to be riding the ship. Let the good times roll. Kansas and Richmond. Sorry. Just for
go
the
Richmond.
Sake... For the sake
go
of my
Richmond.
Championship.
Kansas.
Yeah.
Kansas, yes.
Yeah.
Go Richmond.
Just for that, though.
Sake of the championship. Yep. I need Kansas to win, and I think they're going to win. But that's just me. But, Jacob, I know you haven't, you know, gotten a chance. What are you? Have you done your NCAA bracket? Or?
I have to confess that I did not do a bracket this year.
It's all in his head. Yeah.
When I was looking at the brackets, you know, I was going to put down what I wanted, you know, who I wanted to win it all. But then I just decided that my bracket would be destroyed because I obviously don't follow NCAA basketball, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know what?
Faithfully.
Me neither. And it's a point Skip Bayless made. He said, the more you know, the worse you do. I can agree with that. And
so I should be doing good then.
Yeah, it's like, it's when you happen to not watch NCAA, like I saw on his Twitter, he's like, countless times how people have won pools based off pure guessing. They don't even have to know a thing about NCAA. They just guess their way and win these pool tournaments and whatnot. So, I mean, really, it's in a sense, the brackets can be for everyone. I mean, just based off of seeing the seedings, that can make you want to choose who's going to go far. Like, you know, Barack Obama pretty much, you know, took all the high seedings, I would assume.
And we would thought, oh man, that's so dumb. Why
well, I mean,
he
that? Didn't. But he didn't pick. He picked Florida State, and
well, all right, the high seed, yeah, so. Most of his, overall, yeah, he's got all the high seeds.
So
yeah.
He paid all the high seeds. That never happens apparently this year.
I'm not gonna say he's dumb because he's the president. You know, but I'm gonna.
Some people would say he's dumb because he's the president, but that's a whole different show.
I mean,
that's a whole different show.
I just think he wasn't being risky enough. That's all.
Well, the bracket in my mind is completely destroyed because I had BYU taking it all.
Yeah. You fell in with Sam.
I'm not taking it all, at least going, you know, going against Ohio State. But unfortunately, one man is
the Jimmer. Yes.
Yeah, I was riding his wave. I was definitely.
I was riding the wave.
His name is just, I don't know, the Jimmer. Like, I just like that. Jimmer. Just think about it.
But let me ask you this. Do you think that they would have made it further had their one of their players not gotten suspended?
Yes,
Brandon Davies. Yes. They would have made it further. But based off of that alone, because he was a very solid number two option, he's not there, less of a chance.
Yep.
That's how I felt. And, you know.
It baffles me as to why he got, you know,
it was
suspended.
It was a
conduct. Like, kind of, I guess he was.
From what I've heard is that apparently in BYU you can't have
extramarital.
Yeah.
You know, you can't do things with a female and stuff like that. And he did that. Yeah. So now normally people think, oh, that's a crappy rule, but rules are rules. And,
yeah, I mean, it's an honor system that, you know, BYU follows.
Yeah,
so
So, I mean, sometimes you got to suffer the consequences within your actions. And in his case,
maybe
that's
a bad rule, but it's a rule that you got to follow.
Yep.
Sounds like Catholic high school all over again.
yeah. Especially. But, So, with that being said, we're going to head to a quick music break. Yeah.
What are we
going
to play? We don't know, but hope it works.
indeed. Be back. Sports Talk with Lamar and Sid. Yeah, so we're back on there, and we have had some heated discussions so far over the break, and because it's so heated, we feel like we're going to add this to the discussion. We weren't planning on talking NBA today, but there's been a change of plans. We are going to. There is discussion primarily about the Chicago Bulls and the MVP race, and you know, I have a feeling Jacob and Sid are going to get into a fist fight here at some point. With
maybe.
The disagreements that they have.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
But, start off. I mean, I have my thoughts, but I'm just going to wait.
You go ahead. You give your thoughts first, please.
Well, my first thought is, originally I thought the Chicago Bulls, before the season started, would go to the second round at least, you know, because the acquirements that they made. You know, and over the games of the season, their defense has been excellent. I think defense, you know, wins championships, so that really gives them a chance. Just my only one concern, I mean only concern about
inexperience.
Not inexperience.
No. We know what this one is. Yeah, it's the reliance on Rose.
Yeah, I am not a fan. Like, I mean, I know he has to do this, and I, you know, big ups to Derrick Rose having to do this. But there are games where I see Derrick Rose where he doesn't even have to score. Like, the team is so far ahead of somebody else, another team. It's like he's got as much help as he does, yet he still winds up taking the most shots and scoring, even though, you know, that's really his primary role.
He kind of has to, though.
Not a lot of times. Have you seen how
the some of the games, I do admit that Derrick Rose be trying to do too much, but Come on now.
I just worry. I mean, like I said, history doesn't lie, but in the playoffs, if your primary scorer is your point guard, there's going to be some problems. That's all I'm saying. No. That's my only concern.
If they don't have any help, then there's going to be some problems. But if Luol Deng...
Luol Deng will not show up, just to throw that out there.
That is the key, though.
Now, you're saying that he won't, but I'm saying that he might. I'm kind of scared, like, okay, maybe he won't, but this is a healthy Luol Deng. This healthy Luol Deng is almost getting 20 points a game. And with that plus Joakim Noah's defense plus Carlos Boozer, who's kind of been slipping through injuries for both of them.
If you know, if Joakim Noah can't find his switch again, he went out injured.
I think he's good.
I don't think he's back to where he was before. Not back to
where he was, but I think he'll be pretty very effective when the playoffs come.
I mean, okay, let's talk about Derrick Rose here. Now, I have my thoughts about Derrick Rose. I'm not a hater. I don't mind him. If Derrick Rose were today, if the season ended today, if Derrick Rose was to win the MVP, I will be happy for him because he's done a lot. He's worked on his three-pointer, his shooting ability, all of it's all gone up. But to simply say that Derrick Rose deserves the MVP because the Chicago Bulls are number one is absolutely
false. That's not the reason why.
It's completely false.
The reason why Derrick Rose should win the MVP because what he's done with the team, not because they're number one, but because how he's turned his team from
he's put the team on his shoulders
for 2 years in a row, 41 for two seasons in a row, Vinny Del Negro, and put him into the number one seed with Tom Thibodeau, giving them he helped this team come from we'll just beat them easily in 5-6 games to holy crap, this team is to be reckoned with.
But
not only because of Derrick Rose being able to score, but because of how he can pass the ball, how he can drive inside and everybody collapsing him, only to kick it out to Cal Korver or Luol Deng or Keith Bogans or find Carlos Boozer in the middle of the court and shoot it. He's averaging 24-8.
Define the MVP, though. Okay, because let's break down stats.
If we're going to define the most valuable player, then Kobe Bryant should win it every year.
I just want to throw this thing in there, and that's when it comes to MVP, I'm going to look a little past the stats, and I'm going to look at like what you're saying, how one player like Rose is taking the team to the next level. Because I mean, you can talk about stats all you want, but I mean, and it's good. But the thing is, though, the Lakers have been good, but Rose is doing the intangibles. He's bringing the team up, and that's what the MVP in my mind is all about.
See, the MVP. Sorry, Seth, gotta cut you off here. You brought up Kobe Bryant. There are years where he should have won the MVP that didn't. I define MVP as, a player that does more with less.
Yes.
Kobe Bryant hasn't had a lot of years to do more with less. It was even mentioned.
What about the years when they got eliminated in the first and second round?
That's the years I'm talking about where he should have won the MVP. But this year, the only way Kobe Bryant wins the MVP this year, in my mind,
I'm not saying he's gonna win, but I'm just saying he should definitely be in the discussion with what he did with this team during the second half of the season.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason if they catch the San Antonio Spurs and take the number one seed,
they won't.
MVP if that happens, they won't. It won't happen.
It's not an option.
If it does happen, then he deserves the MVP hands down.
It
seems like we're avoiding purposely the topic of LeBron James. Okay,
About LeBron James.
Do not eliminate LeBron James because he plays for the Miami Heat.
I prefer Dwayne Wade as an option.
Let me just.
It has nothing to do with the Heat. Honestly, LeBron James this season, for some reason, hasn't got me excited, and I haven't seen him perform like he has in the past. Yeah, from what I've seen, I haven't seen every game of him.
26.8. Let me tell you, that's not performance. I'm not understanding that.
Jacob, these two know I am as big of a LeBron James supporter as I have ever been. I'm not gonna bring it up. Okay. I've been as big of a supporter as you'll ever know. I've constantly defended him on why he's the best player in the league. Not so much now. Again, I'm not going to get into detail, but I still have problems with that Boston series. It
to me makes him lose that title. But let me just be honest. He's got Dwayne Wade. He's got Chris Bosh. He's got more help to work with.
I'm not.
In Cleveland, it was just him and everyone else.
You can see what Cleveland is without LeBron James.
So why isn't that he's not getting that MVP? Because if that's the case, he deserves the backlog MVP for every season that they didn't win.
No killer instinct like Dwayne Wade does. Number two.
No LeBron killer is inconsistent instinct? With his instinct. Yes. I've seen him in games where he's had the killer instinct, but he's been inconsistent with that. What is going on?
Okay.
I'm telling you. I could talk LeBron. You want to talk LeBron? We can talk. Okay.
All right.
I'm just telling you.
We're talking about killer instinct here, all right?
You obviously
have to bring in, you know, Kobe Bryant and, you know, Dwayne Wade and, you know, Carmelo. Derrick Rose, Carmelo, all of those people. Okay. Kobe Bryant, of his, you know, last-minute shots, you know, the killer instinct, the things that he does, he only hits about 33% of his last-minute shots.
That's ironic because, you know, I've seen that.
That's a minuscule number.
They've got, like, I've seen the field goal percentages. They've got, like, Dirk and LeBron and Vince Carter and them ahead of Kobe, which, you know, I'm not going to lie, surprises me because I've seen more of Kobe Bryant's game.
That's the thing. You've seen more of those, which makes it seem like he does a lot more. But
in actuality, I've seen LeBron's games, too. And this year, LeBron has not... And that's kind of the reason why I don't think he should be MVP, because if he can't do, number one, he can't do it in the clutch.
Wait, we're talking about LeBron versus Rose here for MVP?
LeBron James is not clutch at all. He can't, which means the team does not win because they're relying on his non-clutchness in order to bail them out.
Let me break something down, okay? I don't want LeBron to win it because I honestly don't think LeBron cares about this MVP award anymore, because he's going to win like six more of them. I could care less. The point is...
With the Cavs, baby, but...
He's going to win.
He definitely wants the ring more than anything.
Right. But let me break this down. People don't want LeBron James to have this, okay? Because A, no person has won the MVP three times in a row without winning a ring. Okay, that's number one. They don't want him to win it because of that. And then they like Derrick Rose's character more than they like LeBron's character. So for you to give him the MVP because you don't like LeBron's character...
No, it's not even that.
I just feel like Derrick Rose has been a better asset to his team than LeBron.
This isn't about hating LeBron James.
I just think that Rose has added and contributed more to his team than LeBron has to his team.
Does it change anything if the Bulls get bumped in the first round?
No.
That's why it changes nothing. You bring up an interesting point, because that's why I feel like MVP should really be decided. I mean, even though there is finals MVPs, and I understand.
But after the conference finals?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Kind of like what they did with the NFL?
Yeah. Like somewhere
MVP,
around there.
MVP votes even go back in on April 12th.
I think it should have went to Michael Vick, but that's my opinion. But.
Yeah.
They go back in on April 12th, and people have already decided. Like I said, I have no problem with Derrick Rose winning it. The MVP award.
You
just it's
have
just
a problem with him being handed no. it to. Handed
yeah, they're hand, a lot they've of handed it to him. Like, you know, it's pretty much handed to him on a platter. And if you're gonna throw LeBron out of the conversation, Dwight Howard should definitely be the Dirk Nowitzki.
Dwight Howard, definitely. I'm gonna be honest. Like every year, I keep saying Dwight Howard or Dwayne Wade because I don't want to pick the heavy hitters all the time like LeBron and Kobe. Somebody's gonna, you know, come out of nowhere and win it. For once, KD's going to win it next year. That's my prediction. Ooh. But Dwight Howard has been playing lights out.
Durant's just tall, okay?
Anybody who's that tall,
I mean, the defenders they put on him, he's going to shoot over the head. He's going to average that.
That's why I think Durant should be a better defender, because he could use his, you know, height. But that's the one thing that Durant needs to work on, defense, before he becomes the best player in the league.
Yes.
That's what Carmelo Anthony
He's the future. He probably might be the best. Rose Kobe's going. He's probably going to be the second or first best player in the league.
Don't put first out there. LeBron's going to be the first for many, many years to come. There's going to be no comparison to LeBron. There's no comparison to
Durant's
LeBron.
More clutch.
That's disputable.
That's obviously disputable, because this is 1 year. We know what LeBron has done in Cleveland for 7 years. We know what he did there for 7 years. And he was absolutely clutch. You can't say that he wasn't. This is 1 year. If you're going to define LeBron James by 1 year, then you should probably stop.
You should never, in any sport, define a player by 1 year.
Yeah. It could be the start of something that...
But it's not a start of anything because he's still amazing. Like, you can't watch a Heat game and say that LeBron James is not amazing.
He's not amazing, just saying he's not clutch.
The debate on whether or not he's human is a different thing, you know, but...
See, I know I had an argument with Chris Farrell about this, about who I would want to start a team. If they're like we're talking about like team full of just cast-offs and whatnot, choosing LeBron James because he seems to know how, more than any superstar in this league, work better with a team that he doesn't have help around him. That Cleveland Cavaliers team had no business. Even with his presence.
It's funny because I know it's only been 1 year, but he's like, he's done better on those.
Does better with less. I even told that to Chris. He does better with less.
Well, I think that was an issue when he went to Miami. He's like, you have those three big guys. How's the chemistry going to be working?
And LeBron has a tendency sometimes to be complacent. When he knows he doesn't have anything to work with, then that's when he turns it up a notch. He also turns it up a notch when he faces Kobe Bryant. I mean, if you're LeBron James,
that's the only time
he needs to face Kobe Bryant every night.
You know what? I prefer he doesn't do that.
That's why I wanted them in the finals so bad. That's just my
opinion. But I think it'll be a different story than the finals. It's a 7-game series.
It's like LeBron James, Dwight Howard. It's like those two ever play mad. They're unstoppable.
I've chosen my Eastern Conference, you know, thing.
Celtics?
I still got the Celtics.
No.
I don't got the Celtics, man.
Bulls Heat.
When Perkins was traded, I keep saying this. When Perkins was traded, it's all over.
It's all going downhill for them really fast. And the Heat are going to take over second place.
Watch out for the Thunder, though. That's what I keep saying.
Not this year.
I think they could go to the West.
They're not going to get past Dirk.
When we talking about this year, I don't trust Dallas.
You don't trust Dallas?
In the playoffs, no.
No, not in the playoffs.
See, people are sleeping on them as well as the Spurs. People are sleeping on them.
The Spurs are done.
People are definitely sleeping on the Spurs. That's for sure.
Let me get my pillow there for the Spurs then, because I would sleep with them as long as they continue to not perform in the playoffs.
Okay, let's create our own NBA brackets. Who do you have? The Western and Eastern Conference Finals.
I got the Celtics and the Chicago Bulls.
Okay.
And the Celtics advancing.
You know what? I think I got the Heat. I got the Heat and the Bulls.
That's my bracket. I have Heat, Bulls. In the West, I have Mavs, Lakers. I'm going to sleep on the Spurs.
Give me Lakers and Thunder. Or Blazers, surprisingly.
Blazers? Oh, man. I don't even... If they were all healthy, yes. But I'm going to...
Mostly Thunder.
I'm going to say Lakers and Thunder, too.
I'm going to go with Lakers, Spurs.
And
then I'm going to go with Bulls. And honestly, I'm torn between the Heat and Boston. But, if it came down to it... I don't know. I'm going to go with the Heat.
because if the Celtics have to face the Knicks at any point, it's going to be a problem.
You can say that, but then you get to the playoffs,
and it's like
it's a completely different story.
I believe Carmelo Anthony when he says when they get into the playoffs, everything's gonna work out just fine.
Only reason I'm keeping with the Celtics is because I'm not gonna go against them like I did last year. I know they had Kendrick Perkins and he's a huge asset, but you know so is Kevin Garnett they held the Knicks to 86 points.
I wouldn't be surprised if the Celtics
I just I don't know. I feel like they have. They're pulling. They do this. I think they're gonna start to do this every year. They're gonna make you think.
But see, last year they still had Perkins. We just thought they were old.
Yeah.
This year, we don't think they're old. We think they don't have Perkins. That's the difference.
But they have Green and
Green's he's not as good of defensively as Kendrick.
True,
Perkins.
But I mean he's been clicking on all cylinders since he went to Celtics.
I think he's a better pickup than you would have thought he was.
I wouldn't give up Perkins.
They only gave him up because they knew they couldn't.
But just still, I'd rather win my championship this year and say goodbye to him next year.
Well, with that being said, We're going to go to another music break. We'll go be back Bulls. To discuss MLB, Barry Bonds, and the AL West. That was a quick music break. Silent Night by the Temptations. That was for you, Mom.
Merry Christmas.
Yep. So now...
Well, it's like Christmas for me. Opening day's right around the corner.
I mean, so, you know, before we get to talks about the AL West, that's the situation. I believe this is day 4 of his trial now. It was day 3. No, I believe, yeah, day 3 yesterday. And, you know, I'm just going to be honest. I'm a big supporter of Bonds, but just looking at these images, he does look a lot slimmer. And, you know, they could just use that as evidence right off the bat if they're going to try to really get the guy. And just my real opinion on this, as quick as it took to get Rafael Palmeiro, Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire, why is it taking, I don't know, 9-10 years to try to get some dirt on Bonds? I mean, come on.
Let's keep in mind what this trial is. This is not a, you know, I did drugs trial. This is you lied to the feds trial.
The fact
so
that he didn't know
he never has to admit that he actually took steroids. Let's just keep that in mind.
I mean, you know, I was listening to Stephen A. show, and, you know, he was absolutely dumbfounded on how Mark McGwire got the pass to plead the fifth while Bonds didn't even have that option. And Mark McGwire got to walk out of Congress and live the rest of his life.
In peace.
Yeah. But not just Mark McGwire. I'm not so sure Sammy Sosa got too much flack.
Because Sammy Sosa fell off the map. Yeah, see, Sammy Sosa knew how to do it right.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa, I think, got off more than Mark McGwire. Like, when you bring up steroids, I don't hear that much on Sosa anymore.
No, but it happened this way because Barry Bonds broke the home run record.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, that's the main reason for sure.
And, I mean, it seems like that, you know, I don't know, since 2003, 2002, is 2011. In my mind, if you would have had something on the man, you could have gotten him by now like they did with Palmeiro and Clemens and, you know, et cetera. But they haven't. You know, even the evidence that they thought they had, the judge doesn't exactly think it qualifies. Like where he called, I believe, his ex-mistress and, like, had an angry voice message left. They want to say, well, that's a factor of steroid use. Although those are rumored causes that roid rage and stuff like that, that's, you know, dumb. Getting angry. But the judge was like, that's not a sufficient amount of evidence.
Yeah. I have angry voice, you know, phone calls.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just wondering. Stephen A. was like, you know, they're wasting their time doing this. You know, there are other things out there in the world that's more important than the steroid issue. And they've spent just about
NFL labor.
They spent 10 years trying to pretty much criminalize Bonds, and they haven't exactly got to him just yet. And another side note: how great of a friend is Greg Anderson to just go to jail? I mean, these two are longtime friends, but for him to say I will not speak and go to jail for Bonds. How many friends do you know would do that?
I wouldn't do it.
I mean, come on.
I wouldn't do it. I'm like, hey, this dude.
This is incredible loyalty.
Man, that's
incredible.
I think Bond should get off on that alone. We should just say, just go home.
Yeah. Hey, that's a true friend, man. Just go. You win.
Incredible loyalty.
I don't think anything comes out of this. I think this is just the government trying to show its power. So, and trying to, you know, lock
I don't think anything's going to change either.
Yeah, I mean, and at the end of the day, if you're going to decide to put him in the Hall of Fame and you're not because of the steroid use.
Well, I know what you're saying, because, well, let's be honest, his days in the Pirates are long forgotten with all this talk.
Even like in his beginning years as a Giant before, you know, he became Baroid, as they called him. you know, he was a great player. Him and Ken Griffey Jr. were the
Kobe and LeBron.
Yeah, they were the ultimate five-tool players. I mean, come on, he was a Hall of Famer anyway. I can understand why you would just, you know, question if McGwire or Sosa. I don't think necessarily those guys would have the careers they had if they hadn't have taken steroids, especially Sammy Sosa. Especially him.
Mr. Cork Bat.
Yes, especially him. But Bonds, different situation. Already an all-time great. You know, you have to give credit where credit is due. You might not like the guy, but he was great, and he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
Regardless of what comes from this trial, the home run record is broken. The single season record is broken. They're all broken. You can't write history without LeBron James. You can't write MLB history without, I mean, not LeBron James. You can't write it without Barry Bonds. There's no way you can do it. So, I mean, MLB can try and do what they want, but you can't. 30 years from now, they're going to be like, oh, you know, Barry Bonds broke the home run record.
It's like Buzz Selig knows. Come on, the fans, you might hate the guy, but deep down, you enjoyed his at bats.
Yeah, you enjoyed it.
You know you want to watch
it. You enjoy it to love it, or you enjoyed hating it. Like,
yeah, oh, I know I watched
it. Phenomenon, what guy do you know when he's at bat and you think every swing he takes, it's out of here.
Yeah.
Pujols.
that guy too.
Yeah, Pujols.
$300 million guy, but we're not going to talk about
that. I wouldn't mind seeing Pujols breaking Bonds' record. That's about the only
player. The only player you want.
Yeah, I a lot of respect for Pujols. Hopefully he doesn't fall victim either.
I mean, that's really going to hurt. Because I keep saying, I'm a little hurt. You know, A-Rod just hit 600, and I saw it happen, but I was like, It wasn't the same. I mean, I like Pujols, so I really hope that he stays the way he is now, same status.
I mean, Pujols was a little skinny when he came in, too. You know?
That's why I'm worried, because I didn't know he also didn't, like, another factor of steroid use is that you lose hair, which, you know, has happened to Bonds, if you compare his Pirates and Giants days. Pujols is bald, too, now. He had hair when he came up.
This won't ever
be. Hey, A-Rod's got hair.
I don't mind you making that point, because I'm pretty much trying to contradict myself to believe in Pujols.
Manny's got hair.
Manny had breasts. Okay, that goes against what happened. Right. No, that's what they said when he got caught. Like, okay. he was taking some female fertility drugs. Yeah, Manny Ramirez. Come on, man.
Manny being Manny.
Yeah, gotta be in Manny.
That's typical. Oh, wow. I don't know if you heard that.
No, please. Don't, I hope you
we're
got
not
it.
Gonna say it. But, we're going to quickly.
Yeah, let's take a break.
We got to go to the AL West here.
All right, this is going to be really quick for me, because I got this. It's going to come down to pitching. Angels, Rangers for sure.
Go Angels.
Are in the one or two. It's going to come down to pitching. Honestly, I'm going to say Rangers at the end of the day. I'm going with Rangers. And then after that, Angels and Oakland and then Seattle. I think Seattle's going to be below Oakland.
This is like one of the easier divisions to pick, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say I give it to Texas by default.
It's not even last year, because the Angels used to be. The past 2 years, the Angels have been they used to be great. I mean, Mike Socha, I think, is still a great manager. But I look at this and I say the Rangers have improved, and the Angels have gone down. Who do they have? I mean, they have some okay guys, but the rotation, you know, the lineup. I mean, you don't have Vlad. You don't have Figgins.
Yeah.
You know?
Morales is starting. Yeah.
Yep.
You got to pretty much, Jarrett Wheeler's kind of somewhat carry the load just a little bit. He's basically their ace of the staff.
Which, you know, he's getting up there in age.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't, I'm not excited by them. And the Rangers have gotten better. You know, and they had the experience of last season, so...
If the Oakland Athletics could get some offense, they might be, because they're pitching...
Oh, yeah, look at their offense in 06.
Yeah.
Around then. I mean, you know, when they had Thomas, as much as I hate to say it, you know, they... You know, I mean, you know, and they've had some hitting. I'm trying to think.
They've been known to have some steroid users too, but just
say the name.
I mean,
didn't we turn up?
Yeah, so they've been known for that, but lately they've been like, you know, just kind of, I guess, demoting themselves some more, so just focusing more of a team than anything. Like, they're pitching. Last year,
I think they said the number one team ERA. It's funny because, you know, now it's like the reverse. Like, their pitching is getting better, but they're hitting. Because I always remembered Oakland as an offensive ball club.
Yeah. I mean, so if they can get some offense going, then they may even
contend for second. I'm still giving it to Texas.
Yeah.
I am. Texas. But I mean, even last season, you know, you had them at 500 with the Oakland Athletics, with the Los Angeles Angels, a game below.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you even had them finishing ahead. So it could happen that the Athletics could be in second.
Exactly. So I guess you would say they'd be the sleeper team.
Yeah, I'd in Seattle. Sorry. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
No offense at all. Like, probably has the worst offense in baseball.
And
God.
Felix, if it wasn't for Felix and Ichiro.
That's what makes Felix, like, for him winning the Cy Young and having...
Very difficult. Yeah, and, but like, he's great. And the thing is, it's almost like he refuses to go to a contending team.
Yeah, I think he wants to, you know...
Just be the face of the team. But, you know...
You gotta want to win.
I would want to win. Yeah. I would want to win. I'm not saying I got to go to a Yankee type team, but a contender. Give me a contender.
Yeah.
Go to the Rangers or something like that.
Yeah, even that. Replace Cliff Lee.
Orioles, somewhere. I mean.
So who do you two have?
My heart says Angels, but I guess the Texans. They're just probably the best team. Probably one of the top four teams.
I have an upset team. I'm going to take the Mariners to take that division.
Yeah, that is an upset.
I thought you were going to go with the Athletics when you said upset.
I'm going to take a super upset. That's the Mariners are going to take that division, and I think they're going to take it by like three games.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
I'll remember that. I'll definitely be paying attention now.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, with that being said, because again, we're running low on time, we're going to head to the Dez Bryant situation.
Dez Bryant. Can I just comment? Okay, first, yes. Let me just throw this out there, all right? When people start to focus on, you know, they get away from the fact that Dez Bryant is a young guy, young people are allowed to do dumb things. When you tell a young person that, hey, you have to be completely mature, there's nothing, you can't do anything wrong, okay? Sagging your pants is one thing, but to try to kick me out of a mall because someone doesn't want to look at my butt.
Well, you know? I think there was multiple offenses. Like, this wasn't the only incident he had at the mall in the past. Like, this might be his third situation.
I mean, but...
Like, he cursed out somebody. I don't know. Like, he's...
Okay, so that's...
Yeah.
I mean, that's a different story, but when they first came to him to come to him with the fact that his pants are sagging, okay, there's... millions of young people in the United States that sag their pants. Okay? You point out me in a mall full of people I'm sure were sagging their pants. And, you know, you point me out and now you want to kick me out of your mall because my pants are sagging.
Here's my problem, though. I'm sorry, but I will never understand this phenomena of sagging.
I don't like it.
Okay.
Pants on the ground.
What's so special about walking around in the streets of any city with pretty much having everybody being able to see your butt?
But I mean, is it a character problem? Can you make a national issue out of
that's
it?
That's unprofessional.
It's unprofessional, but he has a job. He makes millions of dollars.
Technically, he doesn't have a job. But
yeah, well, okay, well, yes, yeah,
correct. But he has.
If it wasn't for that,
he has millions of dollars. He's not working at Bank of America. He's not working at the White House. People have the right to do the things that they want to do. And
number one, sagging is stupid. Number one, I think they're looking more at the fact that he cussed out people in the mall.
But just because he sagged his pants, I mean, because we hate it and it, you know, we think it's stupid. I don't sag my pants, but...
Well, here's how I look at it. I look at it like, I don't think you should sag, but on the other hand, this is being blown completely out of proportion.
It is.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
not cussing out the people.
He had multiple offenses, though. Like I said, he's had a history where, like, he's cussed out somebody.
Yeah,
that's why
this is an issue. This would be a non-issue.
It's just been it's compiling. It's adding up. And... Yeah. You know, every little thing he does, he can't go back to the mall.
Stephen A. Smith upsets me so much because he wrote an article
about that guy is great.
He upsets me
a lot. Because he has this self-righteous air about him. Like, he wrote an article, a whole article dedicated to this one incident. This whole incident. Well, he wrote an article about it, calling Dez Bryant stupid, immature, petty, all of these things, all in one article.
Actually, though, I would agree with that, though.
I would agree with them, too, but when you get, you know, when you try to berate someone for your job, this is his job. Like, he didn't have to
do this.
Well,
the fact of the matter is, because of Dez Bryant has had character issues that have been questioned going into the NFL draft.
But why can't you?
You would think you'd be on your best behavior.
George Bush had character issues. Barack Obama has character issues. I mean, I'm not understanding.
We rip him?
I mean, you
can. They rip him all the time, so.
I mean, you can rip him. You can rip him. Okay, let's. My whole thing is, you made Dez Bryant what he is today. Dez Bryant is making $12 million a year because we made him make $12 million a year.
Yeah.
We did this. So we knew beforehand, when he came in, that he was immature, that he was petty. We knew all of this beforehand. So when our society makes things, you know, like celebrities and everybody, when we make them larger than life, and then they start, their character flaws start to show, don't get upset because you did it. Like, you put them out there.
Well, the fact, I think, now is that they're hoping is that when someone gives you a chance, much like Mike Vick, he's a perfect example of this.
He sagged his pants, by the way.
Okay, but bigger issues with the dolls with him. All right. Obviously, hey, he really hasn't made another mistake since.
Yeah, people aren't able to give him. But that's
somebody shot someone at his party. But yeah, you know,
that's not him. No, that was somebody else.
Learning from your mistakes is what they hope.
That's up for debate whether or not you know he told the person to shoot him. But
at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure the Cowboys were hoping maybe Dez would learn from his mistakes.
But he hasn't done anything, like, terribly wrong. He hasn't gotten arrested or a DUI or, you know, hit his girlfriend. He hasn't done. But those aren't the character flaws that he has. He has character flaws that label him as immature.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not a criminal. You know, being immature is not a crime, the last time I checked. You can be immature. You know, but, you know, if he changes, he probably won't. But then again, T.O. never changes his personality, you know.
And some people love him, some
Chad
people hate
Ochocinco
him.
Doesn't change his personality.
And some people love him, some people hate him.
Exactly my point. You love, it's a love-hate relationship.
I think, I may be wrong at saying this, but they incorporate a little bit more into the game, you could argue.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying that could be an argument that people would make. You know, like Chad Ochocinco incorporates his behavior into the game as opposed to in a public place away from football or whatever.
Chad Ocho doesn't, I would say, usually when he says something, it's because he says something outrageous on Twitter or something he does in the game, as Dave says.
Not something outside.
Yeah, but I mean,
I get what you're saying, though.
They're going to magnify Dez Bryant's, actions.
I just figure when you become an adult, you would do away with sagging.
He's not an adult. He's 22. He's a young person.
It's over 21. A young adult.
But society is crazy that way, okay? I can't do certain things. I'm not an adult in certain, you know, certain arenas.
What can't
but
you
when
do
I get,
over the age but, of 21, no,
but listen,
though?
Listen, like, you can't rent a car.
Over 21?
You can't rent a car until you're 25.
Really?
Yes.
That's just one. I don't know how many instances, how many things, though. I could find anything that says all you have to do is be over 21 to do this.
But since you know how America is. Come
think
on
about
now.
It. When,
come
you,
on
when you turn 18 for a female, you're considered an adult. When you turn 21 as a dude, you're considered an adult.
But,
I mean, just saying.
Come on now.
He's
when
a young
you,
adult.
You know, when we do things like this, it's just like it's a double standard. And we know it's a double standard because we put it like that. Our country does that. It's like I can do certain things now and be labeled an adult. I can be mature. I pay my bills on time. I'm an adult. But then I go out and I get a speeding ticket. Oh, I'm a kid. I'm immature. I don't.
It's so
lopsided. My whole thing is just keep it on a level playing field. Just keep it level. Don't tell me that I'm an adult one day and tell me that I'm immature the next. It's wrong. Something's wrong with that.
It's funny because I'm looking at this picture of Dez Bryant, and even here he looks like he's sagging.
That's
kind of a guilty thing.
I mean, but just because we don't like it doesn't mean that we could, you know,
I mean, but we
like crucify him.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, he's out of college. To me, that classifies an adult. When you're playing football, you're basically an adult.
Yeah, I mean,
at least you should be.
Yeah, and sagging You would think you would get over that stage of your life.
Unless you're going to take his millions of dollars, then you can't even can explain or try to tell him that you can't sag your pants, because now he has that right to do anything he wants with his money. And he has the right to now. He's rich. Rich people don't care. Like, we all know that rich people don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Like, when they get the money, we can... A parent, you know, these groups out here, the mothers for, different things, they just don't care.
I would think you would have, a sense of pride of carrying himself. Sure, as true as that may be, but you don't want to be looked at the guy who's, he sags his pants. Sagging is not in any way, shape, or form professional.
But it's not going to stop him from getting anything.
I
all the girls still want him,
Yeah, that's what's really...
The money's still going to come his way.
That's a different story with the whole female thing. Like, I will never understand that, but yeah.
That's for another show.
I mean...
yeah, exactly. But yeah,
we went a few minutes over, who cares?
Yeah, I just want to say this, we're going to talk about, believe it or not, golf next week.
Golf.
Because of the Masters.
And the master is not Sir T. Gray Woods.
Well,
you said he's not the master?
No.
I predict Tiger Woods winning the Masters. He's going to make his triumphant return by winning the Masters.
I used to be a big fan of Tiger Woods, but I understand we're out
of time. Save this for discussion. I know we get carried away. Oh, God.
And I'm going to be out of town.
Yes,
Yankees opening day.
Yes, Dave Rich.
So when I get back, I'll probably have some things to say about that. And if I'm not mistaken, at 11 o'clock this morning, Bulls tickets for the playoffs go on sale.
They go on sale, yeah.
So I'm trying to run out of here and get those tickets.
I remember this time last year, my mom was doing the same thing, like getting tickets, and sure enough, Cedric was there. Yep.
I have tickets to the first round, by the way. I bought my tickets from Gold Coast Tickets.
Oh.
Throw that out there.
Promo.
Promo.
Yeah, so...
I'm not getting paid, by the way.
But, with the whole golf thing, I'm just going to say this. I am actually looking forward to playing the Tiger Woods PGA Tour video game.
Yes.
Why? Because I understand golf more than I ever have had in the past. So,
all right, Chaz.
When I play the game, I want to know if I'm actually doing well or not.
Well,
years past, I thought a plus was a good thing.
I mean, wouldn't you?
I mean, come on, a plus, minus, positive, negative. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that's made this mistake.
I made the mistake when I was younger.
Yeah, so I get that part. So I am going to be on a push to try to get that Tiger Woods game. Luckily, they have the Masters included, which, in my opinion, I don't know why you never had that in the game in the first place. That's like the most important event in golf. I mean,
go Red Sox.
they might have something for the Bronx Bombers this year.
Yeah, well, either way, I'm just hoping overall just a good season. Yeah. The season, make it interesting.
But with that being said, we're going to send you off. I'd also like to give a quick shout out to Mount Carmel because I was asked to again. But Mr. Martin, Mr. Himes, everyone.
Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Well, let me give my own shout out. Shout out to Bob Block, myself, because I'm awesome. Yeah.
And to the Mount Carmel listeners out there, it is possible for a Hyde Park student and a Mount Carmel student
to get along.
To get along.
I knew you were going that route.
HPA?
Yes.
Just
he's
to throw
one
that
of
out
the good
there,
ones.
HPA. I am a good one.
Indeed. So, with that being said, I'm Lamar.
I'm Dave.
I'm Cedric.
And I'm Jacob.
And. This is Sports Talk with Lamar and Sid.
Abba.